17. For a moment it only lay there, a white relic bent in a ghostly half-grin. Then it suddenly blazed red, washing the clearing with dazzling scarlet light. Eddie and Susanna cried out and threw their hands up to shield their eyes from that burning shape. The bone began to change, not to melt, but to change. The teeth, which leaned out of it like gravestones, began to draw together in clumps. The mild curve of the upper arc straightened, then snubbed down at the tip. Eddie's hands fell into his lap, and he stared at the bone, which was no longer a bone, with gape-jawed wonder. It was now the color of burning steel. The teeth had become three inverted V's, the middle one larger than those on the ends. And suddenly Eddie saw what it wanted to become, just as he had seen the slingshot in the wood of the stump. He thought it was a key. "You must remember the shape," he thought feverishly. "You must, you must." His eyes traced it desperately. Three V's, the one in the center larger and deeper than the two on the end. Three notches, and the one closest the end had a squiggle, the shallow shape of a lowercase s. Then the shape in the flames changed again. The bone, which had become something like a key, drew inward, concentrating itself into bright, overlapping petals and folds, as dark and velvety as a moonless summer midnight. For a moment, Eddie saw a rose, a triumphant rose that might have bloomed in the dawn of this world's first day, a thing of depthless, timeless beauty. His eyes saw, and his heart was opened. It was as if all love and life had suddenly risen from Roland's dead artifact. It was there in the fire, burning out in triumph and some wonderful, inchoate defiance, declaring that despair was a mirage and death a dream. "The rose," he thought incoherently. "First the key, then the rose. Behold, behold the opening of the way to the tower." There was a thick cough from the fire. A fan of sparks twisted outwards. Susanna screamed and rolled away, beating at the orange flecks on her dress as the flames gushed upward toward the starry sky. Eddie didn't move. He sat transfixed in his vision, held in a cradle of wonder which was both gorgeous and terrible, unmindful of the sparks which danced across his skin. Then the flames sank back. The bone was gone. The key was gone. The rose was gone. "Remember," he thought. "Remember the rose, and remember the shape of the key." Susanna was sobbing with shock and terror, but he ignored her for the moment and found the stick with which he and Roland had both drawn. And in the dirt he made this shape with a shaking hand. Eighteen. "Why did you do it?" Susanna asked at last. "Why, for God's sake, and what was it?" 15 minutes had gone by. The fire had been allowed to burn low. The scattered embers had either been stamped out or had gone out on their own. Eddie sat with his arms about his wife. Susanna sat before him with her back against his chest. Roland was off to one side, knees hugged to his chest, looking moodily into the orange-red coals. So far as Eddie could tell, neither of them had seen the bone change. They had both seen it glowing, super hot, and Roland had seen it explode, or had it imploded. To Eddie, that seemed closer to what he had seen. But that was all, or so he believed. Roland, however, sometimes kept his own counsel, and when he decided to play his cards close to the vest, he played them very close indeed. Eddie knew that from bitter experience. He thought of telling them what he had seen, or thought he had seen, and decided to play his own cards tight and close up, at least for the time being. Of the jawbone itself, there was no sign, not even a splinter. "I did it because a voice spoke in my mind and told me I must," Roland said. "It was the voice of my father, of all my fathers. When one hears such a voice, not to obey and at once is unthinkable. So I was taught. As to what it was, I can't say, not now at least. I only know that the bone has spoken its final word. I have carried it all this way to hear it. Or to see it, Eddie thought. And again, remember. Remember the rose. And remember the shape of the key. It almost flash-fried us. She sounded both tired and exasperated.